Mt. Gox moves 10,306 BTC worth, 731 Mandy, after two quiet months. The estate of Mt. Gox, the exchange that collapsed in 2014, moved 10,306 BTC worth, about $731 million, to a new wallet, according to a June 2 report from Cointelegraph citing on-chain tracking. It is the first time the estate's wallets have moved coins in roughly 2 months. The transfer arrived during a soft tape. As of June 2, 2026, Bitcoin trades near 70,057, down 3.74% on the day and 8.23% over the past week, per CoinMarketCap's snapshot. The Fear and Greed Index sits at 31, in fear territory. Large identifiable BTC movements tend to draw attention in conditions like this, because traders read them as a possible signal about supply. A wallet that markets watch by reflex, Mt. Gox, once handled a large share of global Bitcoin trading before it lost roughly 850,000 BTC and filed for bankruptcy in 2014. The estate later recovered a portion of those coins, and the rehabilitation trustee has spent years organizing repayments to creditors who filed claims more than a decade ago. Because of that history, any on-chain activity from the estate's known wallets gets logged, screenshotted, and circulated within minutes. A single transfer to a fresh wallet is not, on its own, a sale. Estates and custodians reshuffle holdings for administrative reasons, consolidating balances, preparing batches for distribution, or rotating to new addresses for security. The move reported here is a wallet-to-wallet transfer, not a deposit to an exchange. That distinction matters. Coins landing on an exchange hot wallet would point more directly at potential selling. Coins moving to another self-controlled address do not. The repayment overhang has not gone away. What keeps these transfers newsworthy is the repayment process still working through the system. Creditors who held BTC on Mt. Gox in 2014 are owed coins that, at today's price, are worth far more than the dollar value of their original claims. Each batch of repayments puts Bitcoin back into the hands of people who have waited over 10 years, some of whom may choose to sell. The market has absorbed earlier Mt. Gox distributions without the collapse that some traders once feared. Still, a $731 million move registers against an already weak backdrop. Bitcoin is down for the week, ETF flows have been negative, and sentiment is in fear. Add a visible movement from one of crypto's most watched estates, and the headline writes itself even when the underlying action turns out to be routine. The lesson that outlived the exchange, Mt. Gox, is the reason a generation of crypto users learned the phrase, "not your keys, not your coins." Customers who left Bitcoin on the exchange could not touch it the moment it froze withdrawals, and many are still waiting for a fraction of what they were owed. That is counterparty risk in its purest form. An asset you nominally own, controlled by a third party that can fail. The same principle applies to anyone funding day-to-day spending from a custodial balance today. If you hold crypto with a centralized provider and that provider hits insolvency, your balance can be frozen or lost, the FTX and Wirecard collapses being the more recent reminders. Cards that let you spend from your own wallet avoid that single point of failure, since the funds never sit on a balance sheet someone else controls. It is a different trade-off, with its own responsibilities around key management, but the Mt. Gox saga is the clearest argument for why the choice matters. For now, the practical read is narrow. A large identifiable transfer occurred. It has not landed on an exchange. Whether it precedes another repayment batch or a simple housekeeping will become clearer as the coins either stay put or move again.